course, is K-1, Sundays 4 to 7. Good show today. Okay, it's almost 1 o'clock. See you tomorrow. Len Tillen, KGL.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. At this hour, General Motors officials are making their first appearance before a bankruptcy judge. The company is hoping to come out of Chapter 11 stronger, but that means admitting it is flat broke. With more, we're live here in New York with ABC's Aaron Katursky.
GM says its restructuring should be expeditiously approved, Sherry. Taxpayers have $30 billion on the line. And when asked by ABC News, GM Chief Fritz Henderson offered no guarantees they'd get it back.
We will, in the next 60 to 90 days, work around the clock to make sure the 363 sale process is successful with the various parties who have to make that successful.
President Obama expressed his confidence in GM today as we hear live from ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington.
Aaron, the president said free of debt, General Motors should be able to make more cars that people want to buy. He said the government will own 60% of the company, but will leave management to the professionals.
We are acting as reluctant shareholders, because that is the only way to help GM succeed.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs later added the government has an exit strategy, and that's General Motors being successful, Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner and Aaron Katursky live. What happened to Air France Flight 447? It disappeared over the Atlantic about 15 minutes after pilots reported running into stormy weather. Here's ABC's Nick Watt at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
A spokesperson for Air France said that perhaps the plane had been struck by lightning. There are reports of a thunderstorm in the area at around the time that it went missing.
The plane was headed from Rio to Paris with 228 people on board. Two were Americans. The founder of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue is applauding the murder of Dr. George Tiller.
George Tiller was a mass murderer, and horrifically, he reaped what he sowed.
Randall Terry speaking to reporters today in Washington. Tiller's alleged killer is expected in court today. Checking the markets at this hour, the Dow is up 218 and the Nasdaq's up 52. You're listening to ABC News.
Time to get ready for summer. Sunscreen?
Check.
Reusable water bottles?
Check.
Healthy snacks?
Check.
And don't forget your Sam's Club savings checkup. Find great prices on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and everything for your health and well-being. Take the savings checkup at your Sam's Club pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Not a member? Stop in before Sunday for a $15 summer membership. It could more than pay for itself in just two visits. Check out the summer savings at Sam's Club and check everything off your list.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
I need pain relief that won't mess with my grip.
The new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator. Powerful, targeted, long-lasting pain relief now in a roll-on applicator. No mess. Just maximum strength medicine for back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Massages in icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away.
Wherever I hurt, wherever I go.
Stop pain right at the source with the new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator.
No pain, no mess.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
An Army recruiter was shot and killed today, and another recruiter is in critical condition after a gunman opened fire at a recruiting office in Little Rock, Arkansas. Michelle Rupp has more from the scene.
I have talked to several witnesses who said that they just heard shots being fired. One gentleman said he ran over and saw both Army-Navy Career Center employees bleeding, and he was trying to help and assist them and was able to get on the phone with 911.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says when it comes to gay marriage, he thinks the decision should be left up to the states, not the federal government.
I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish.
Cheney's daughter is gay and has a child with her longtime partner. Well, the wedding is over. The reception is over. So what's a young bride to do next? How about rescue a family from a burning house? Yawn. That's so yesterday. Georgette Clemens did it in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
It was no newlywed game. Just married bride Georgette Clemens driving home from her wedding reception, spotted a house fire, stopped her driver, then ran to warn the folks inside.
You know, I was in my wedding dress, and I was running around like a mad woman. We just reacted.
Georgette's Bridgeport, Connecticut neighbors got out safe. She ruined her shoes, but that didn't matter.
If, God forbid, if I was in a situation like that, I would just hope somebody would do the same for me.
Oh, and the bride's father-in-law is proud of the rescue. He used to be a Bridgeport firefighter. Andy Field, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Hey, Mini Dealer.
Hi.
I heard every Mini has no-cost maintenance, but does that really include the important stuff?
Try me.
Brake pads.
Included.
Air filters.
Included.
Oil changes.
Included.
Brake rotors?
Included.
Look, I can include stuff for 3 years, and that could save you up to $1,100 over our competitors.
Wiper blade inserts.
No, that's not included.
Really?
I'm just kidding. They're included.
Wow.
Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance covers 3 years or 36,000 miles, and it's only from Mini. For details, visit miniusa.com/info.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt, an Alameda County Sheriff's deputy whose police dog died after he left it in his SUV for several hours will not face charges. The DA's office says, as tragic as it is, there's no evidence to prove the officer acted unreasonably since it was considered not a hot day and at least one window was cracked for ventilation. It was unanimous. The California Supreme Court has upheld the conviction and death penalty of Richard Allen Davis for the kidnapping and murder of Polly Klass. In California, table grapes are joining peanuts and popcorn at AT&T Park as part of an effort to offer healthy food choices at Giants games. Since the grapes arrived at concession stands, sales have reportedly been good. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
New accident in Walnut Creek, southbound 680 at Olympic Boulevard. Bigger than a car blocking the off-ramp. Come ride the new Sea Swings at the admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Boardwalk is now open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly cloudy and cool today. Lloyd says it'll be cloudy again tomorrow with a slight chance of light showers. It's 61 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. this goes together. Unfortunately, the other half of the pair is a story from yesterday. And I would just alert you, if you have any interest in the scientific state of knowledge about female sexuality and desire, there's a wonderful piece in last Sunday's New York Times Magazine section that has the country abuzz. And it's a long article, but it'll set you back. Anybody who thinks they understand women and what they want is going to be surprised what science has to say, what women are really thinking and feeling erotically. So it was with that, Heather sent me a wonderful story today. It's great. Yeah, have you heard this one about the husband store? It's a store that sells new husbands, opened in New York City. Women may go to choose a husband. Among the instructions at the entrance is how it all works. You can visit the store only once. There are six floors, and the value of the products increase as a shopper goes up. Shopper can choose any item from a particular floor or may choose to go up the next floor. You cannot go back down except to exit the building. All right, so a woman goes to the husband store to find a husband on the first floor. Sign on the door says, these men have jobs. She says, eh. She goes to the second floor. Floor two, these men have jobs and love kids. That's nice, she says, but I want some more. Third floor, these men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking. She says, whoa. She thinks a little, but she feels compelled to keep going. Fourth floor, these men have jobs, love kids, are drop dead good looking, and help with housework. Oh, mercy me. I can hardly stand it. Still, she goes to the fifth floor. These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead gorgeous, help with housework, and have strong romantic streak. She's tempted, but she goes to the sixth floor. The sign on the sixth floor says, you are visitor 31,456,012 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please. Thank you for shopping the husband store. And to be fair, across the street they opened up the wife store. New wives store across the street. First floor, wives that love sex. Second floor has wives that love sex and have money and like beer. There's no third, fourth, fifth, or sixth floor. They've never been visited. That says it in a nutshell. All right. In the spirit of full disclosure, I don't know. I wasn't upset by this. There is no such thing as cello scrotum. It was a hoax. Every year during the Christmas season, the British Medical Journal tackles all kinds of bizarre, sometimes humorous medical conditions. So back in the 70s, this woman sent in a letter. She dreamed it up. She made it up about cello scrotum, that people who play cellos, you know, it's like guitar nipple, which that's real, isn't it? In other words, if you play a guitar, you can see easily how it could irritate, whether you're a man or a woman, it can, where you hold a guitar. Now, I used to play cello a little as a younger man, and I couldn't imagine how a cello could, like, get in there. Anyway, it got resurrected, and the person who originally wrote it was totally astonished that it got published when it was really a spoof to begin with. hold on to that idea about disclosure. Okay, you know about, you know, George Bush's thing that healthcare providers, a pharmacist should not have to fill your prescription for birth control pills if that pharmacist objects morally. And I went ballistic at this. This is not what the practice of medicine is about. If you're a pharmacist and you're working in a place where you might be asked to do that, you just picked the wrong career. Do something else. You have no right to tell us that your vision of medical care is what medical care is going to be for me. And this goes beyond. You've heard all the stories about this, and George Bush wanted to put this into law. Obama's going to undo it, but here's a sample of this. And when you first told me this, I said, you know, this is like, whether you're a Jew, a Muslim, or Christian, there's things you're not going to want to do. You've got to think about that before you take a job. Well, here is a physician who had a couple of patients who were lesbians, and she refused to take them as patients. Says she doesn't know how to treat lesbians. She suggested the couple look for another physician. Since homosexuality violates her, the doctor's, religious beliefs. Now, I don't know. I don't think as a physician you have that right. You are committed to help other human beings. Now, one little part of this is, I think I'm getting the idea here that this, the doctor, female doctor, may have practiced in Egypt before. It doesn't say whether she's a Muslim or whatever. But the point is, if I said, I don't want to treat black people, or I'm a Muslim doctor, I don't want to treat Jews, or it goes on and on and on. This is horrible. And she's using the excuse, well, I don't have any experience. Like lesbians are some, you know, alien species. Like they don't have heart disease or get sick. And what in the hell is the big deal what people do in their bedrooms? I never understood the intense interest or the, is it an interest? What is it? The focus that some people have on other people's sexuality. Or here's another interesting one. In some cheerleaders, you know, cheerleading is an amazing thing nowadays, incredibly athletic. So one cheerleader goes up in the air and her teammate, supposed to catch her, didn't catch her. She falls, she hurts herself, and she sues. Well, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin says high school cheerleading is a contact sport and therefore its participants cannot be sued for accidentally causing injury. And, you know, the case is whether cheerleaders qualify for immunity under Wisconsin law that prevents participants in contact sports from suing each other for unintentional injuries. I never thought about that in, you know, in tort law. You know, in a contact sport, you go in a boxing ring, can you sue the guy for knocking your brains out? Anyway, in this case, of course, protects contact sports. I think it's appropriate. Get this. Here's a new risk factor for obstructive sleep apnea you never thought about. In normal weight men, too much sitting. And the reasoning is astounding. We've talked a lot about this before. How when you go to sleep in the morning, you get up, your eyes are swollen. And as the day goes on, that interstitial fluid goes down to your ankles. You go back to bed and it all kind of evens out. They say that the volume of fluid that shifts from your legs to your neck overnight worsens sleep apnea. And inactive people who sit all day long don't have the normal calf muscle contractions that help prevent fluid from collecting in the legs. And as you walk around, when your calf muscles contract, they squish the blood out, they squish fluid and help things to move along. Fascinating. This is why I'm always talking at you about this stuff. We talked about a big study yesterday. I hope you all read it. They went over all the research on menopause and herbal medicines, all of them, and found not a single herbal medicine helps the menopause. How many of you, under the guise of just believing that herbs are natural and automatically work and are good for you, or you believe this bioequivalent nonsense, are taking herbs for the menopause? They're not helping you. Here's another example, though. FDA warning consumers not to take a dietary supplement here called Hyperdrive 3.0, because it contains sibutramine. That's a controlled substance. It's a pharmaceutical drug, and it can substantially increase your blood pressure, your heart rate, and risk to people with heart disease and heart failure. And yet, supplement manufacturers are putting pharmaceutical drugs in their supplements. And this happens a lot. I can't tell you how many times in my career people have told me I took a supplement and it worked. And I go, come on, come on. And it turns out later the supplement had steroids. The supplement had Viagra. The supplement had all kinds of pharmaceutical drugs in it. Supplement makers aren't stupid. Here's another version of something, a study last year about this, that unpopular names, adolescents with unpopular names are more prone to committing crimes. All right, they examined the relationship between first name popularity and a tendency to commit crime. And they had a little code for this, a popularity name index, P&I for each name. Like for Michael, it's 100, the most frequently given name. P&I for David is 50, half as frequently. The P&I for is only one for names like Ivan, Malcolm, Ernest, or Alec. The least popular names were associated with juvenile delinquency among both whites and blacks. Now, the names are not the cause of the crime. They are connected to other factors. This is an exercise in logical thinking. And these other factors may increase the tendency to commit crime. You know, disadvantaged home environments and people in different social classes more likely to use certain names, residents in a certain county, households run by one parent, et cetera, et cetera. Remember this whole idea about last names? Remember this study I told you? That if you have the same last name as somebody, the more unusual that name is, the more likely you are. And even if it's a very common name, you are fairly likely to actually share genes with that person. Dog and pet owners, should you let your pets lick your face? Should you let your pet sleep with you? And what does it mean in terms of your germs? Dog owners who sleep with their pet or let their pet lick their face are in good company, because more than half of pet owners bond with their pets in those ways. But those dog owners are no more likely to share the same strains of E. coli germs with their pets than other dog owners, because it turns out that transferring, let me go back for a second, if you don't wash your hands before, after you've touched your pet, and then you prepare food, or you don't wash your hands in general after touching your pet, you are as likely to share the same germs with your pet as someone who lets the pet sleep with you or let the pet lick your face. So basically 10% of pet owners have the same E. coli in their intestines that the dog does, and I'm not saying it causes horrible diseases, but zoonotic diseases, which is diseases we get from humans, are hugely popular these days, and we need to pay attention to it, because pets can transmit diseases, and they get into a lot about antibiotic resistance here. So it seems like it's, if you're not going to wash your hands after you touch your pet, then you may as well let your pet lick your face. Not me. If you are, see here. Oh, I love this one. How newborn infants are capable of hearing the beat in music. And they really did this carefully. We are talking about 2 to 3 day old babies, 2 to 3 day olds. Being responsive to the beat of music enables a lot of things like clapping and making music together with your kids and dancing to a rhythm. And it's human. You know, chimps don't do that. Chimps do not synchronize behavior to rhythmic sounds. So they previously thought that that beat induction is learned in the first few months of life, for instance, by parents who rock their infants or clap, etc. This says no, and they got evidence for it. They hooked electrodes up to the brain of the babies. The babies wore these ear couplers through which simple, regular rock rhythm was delivered, consisting of a hi-hat, snare, and a bass drum. Now, several variants of the bass rhythm were constructed by omitting strokes on non-significant positions. In other words, a non-syncopated, in music theoretical terms, the variants are played to the infants with a deviant segment missing the downbeat. You know, if you go boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 ba-dum, boom, boom, right? And then you eliminate one of those beats. The baby's brains produced a response that they expected to hear the downbeat, but they had not. And thus, to my mind, tells you at least their brains get it. A lot of people say, oh, it's a heartbeat. You know, when a baby's in the womb, the baby's always hearing the heartbeat. And that's where babies learn rhythm. Here's a piece with a twist, with my conclusion different than what the researchers are making. Simply, Ohio State University saying that feeding a blueberry extract to mice with very special kind of tumors that are found primarily in infants and children, decreases tumor size and increases survival. Mice fed the blueberry extract lived twice as long as control animals, had tumors 60% smaller in size. These are called hemangioendotheliomas, very rare tumors. That is not the point to me. The point to me is that in food, there are micronutrients that are good for you that you obviously do not find in the standard list of the 8 vitamins that are found in vitamin pills. One of the reasons that vitamins have failed miserably in every large double-blind study that we have done. But food, we have only begun to scratch the surface of the micronutrients that are contained in food that are good for you. And quickly speaking of food, they went over everything they could find with rheumatoid arthritis and diet. There is no diet out there, and you can list them. I won't listen to it for you, but vegetarian diets, Mediterranean diets, hypoallergenic diets, all kinds of diets that are supposedly, you know, nightshade diets and alkaline acid diets. No diet out there will influence the course of rheumatoid arthritis. Well, speaking of diets, can what you eat, this is coming up later, influence your memory? It's a simple proposal. I think you're going to be very surprised at the conclusion, especially if you stayed in touch with my attitude about it. I'm surprised and I'm buying into it. Anything you can do nutritionally to influence your memory. That and more coming right up. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
I always feel like I want to
win. Yes! Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-610-6930. That's 1-800-610-6930. 1-800-610-6930.
And Jace McKenna, member FDIC.
Love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell.
Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Catherine. How you doing, Catherine? How can I help you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. The reason I was calling you was that I've had concerns recently. I have changed to another HMO from a PPO, and the HMO makes a practice of using a lot of generic drugs, which are fine, but I had no idea that these generic drugs are coming out of India, where from reading on the FDA website, there are very few inspections that are being taken place, and quite a few of them have already gotten in trouble for certain items. So my question to you is your thoughts on the safety of them for us?
Yes, well, I'm glad you put it that way rather than trying to push me in a corner to say, is it safe, is it not safe? Thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts. You know, sometimes I wonder about the FDA when you think of all the horrible tragedies that have occurred in the last few years of drugs on the market that passed FDA muster that wind up killing people. You wonder, are they anybody to speak? Who are they pointing a finger at and who do they represent? I remember George Bush's big push protecting American pharmacos by saying, oh, the drugs imported from Canada may not be inspected. They're not safe. Yeah, I noticed all these dead Canadians all over the streets in Canadian cities, you know, dropping dead from, you know, from phony drugs. It's a problem everywhere. As far as India goes, they have a huge industry manufacturing generic drugs. And as far as I know, they do a very respectable job. And, yeah, I was, you know, surprised. I tend to be like most Americans. Before I've traveled and seen some of these other places, we simply judge anybody else. You know, how can they possibly keep up with America? Well, if there's any message we've gotten over the last 10 years is that we've got to open our minds and open our ears and our eyes to the rest of the world because we do not have a monopoly on anything anymore. So, yes, there have been issues with generic drugs from anywhere. Yes, maybe in third world countries there are more problems because there's less controls. I'm not so sure we're in a position to lecture anybody about controls. We just took the whole world and put it in the toilet because of lack of controls in our financial institutions. And there are similar lacks of controls when it comes to science and biology, etc. So I, in general, trust generic drugs from India, especially when purchased by large organizations which have the responsibility and have people that work for them to oversee this, to make sure it's all right, and the savings are huge. Now, on the other side, I'll take the side of the pharmaceutical industry. You can't beat them up too much. They're not the boogeyman. You can't tell them they can't make a profit. Take away their profit, and you can, you know, kiss all the wonder, you know, the wonder drugs of the future goodbye. Because they have huge budgets they have to spend on research and development. How much profit is appropriate? I don't know. I remember people complaining about the U.S. auto industry. They're making too much money. Yeah, well, you know, you can see how tight that is. And if you think these companies and industries are making too much money, go out and buy their stock. if they're just making it too easily. You know, so we've got to have a balanced view about these things. So I, in general, have not heard an inordinate amount of negative information about generic drugs exported from India. So you want to be careful. You always mention it to your physician. I think it is remarkable how similar generic drugs are and how, in general, they have proven to be reliable. There are exceptions. In certain categories of drugs, I'd be careful because while the drug, the chemical, the molecule of the drug itself is the same, sometimes the binders, what's mixed in, you know, the coating, and all that has to do with absorption. And there are rules in this country about generic drugs that they have to produce. We have to do a biological test. So we give you the generic pill or an animal, a generic pill, and then the brand name. And then we measure blood levels. And the generic drug has to compete. It has to produce a blood level within a certain percentage, et cetera, et cetera. But it's tough to do those kinds of studies. I have no idea how thorough it is. It's like importation of food. Yeah, we inspect some of it. Most of it, of course, is not inspected. So if there are tremendous savings for you, and or this is what's happening, you can always, it is a physician's responsibility. Listen, when a doctor prescribes a drug for you, this is where the buck stops. You're looking at them. You know, we take that responsibility as part of the burden. And we are committed to making sure you get the right stuff. So, you know, those are my thoughts. And I appreciate you didn't ask me to say yay or nay. By the same token, you can buy stuff online where you got to be very careful. You're buying prescription drugs without a prescription, and they come from India. And there, you're taking a chance. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about how can you eat to influence your memory. Is there any such thing? I'll give you a tease. Yes, there is, and I'll tell you what it is. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Anyone trying to enter the U.S. from Mexico or Canada, including American citizens, must now show a passport or other acceptable travel documents. The new rules effective today. California Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for Richard Allen Davis. He's the man convicted in the 1993 kidnapping and murder of 12-year-old Polly Klass. As many as 35 vehicles were destroyed or damaged in today's early morning fire at a Concord apartment complex. That's the second fire in that complex since March. And two deaths attributed to the H1N1 flu virus have been confirmed in California. Both the middle-aged man and woman had other medical problems. Lloyd Lindsay Young says mostly cloudy and cool this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work from home companies with an A+ BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Next on KGO, Back Talk with St. Francis Hospital's Spine Care Institute of San Francisco. Sciatica. What is it, and how can you help prevent it? KGO's Brett Burkhardt spoke with the Spine Care Institute's Dr. Noel Goldthwaite.
Sitting puts stress on your discs, and if you're not moving around, the stress is always in the same direction. The discs tend to break down, then they bulge, and they rub on the nerves that go down your legs and produce sciatica. It can take the form of numbness and tingling, or even weakness. Starts in the buttock, goes to the back of the thigh, and then can get to the toes. It's important to get up and move around frequently, every hour for a few minutes. That keeps the ligaments supple, keeps the forces moving around, not always in the same direction, so that your body doesn't wear out in one direction and cause a part to give way, like a disc, and cause pain in the leg.
To hear Brett's entire interview, visit KGOradio.com/spine and learn more about back pain treatment options at a free seminar at the Spine Care Institute of San Francisco, located at St. Francis Hospital. Visit KGOradio.com/spine for more details.
Are you a homeowner, real estate investor, or small business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects.
Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has four locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
And participation may vary.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dunadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right. There is a dietary thing, according to this study, you can do that will greatly improve your memory. And the dietary manipulation is something we have talked a lot about. There is intense interest in this in the nutritional community. I have to say, though, I've been talking about this for 30 years on the air because a lot of the original research was done at my alma mater, Cornell University, and has to do with caloric restriction. Restrictive eating is a term, and longevity. And I'll begin with the fact that every mammal studied, including primates, you restrict their calories, they live much, much longer. In one study, 20%, 25% restriction in calories, the animals live 25% longer. You have any idea what a number like that would mean to human beings? I do not imply that eating 25% fewer calories will enable a human being to live 25% longer, but that's an extra 15, 20 years. Nevertheless, a lot of people, no, that's terrible. You're encouraging anorexia. Come on, we're trying to learn here. This study, and it was done carefully, introduced one of three diets to a bunch of older volunteers. Gave them memory tests. Now, they either had a balanced diet containing the normal number of calories or a similar diet but with a higher proportion of unsaturated fatty acids like those in olive oil and fish. That's supposed to be good for your brain. And the final group, a calorie-restricted diet. 30% fewer calories than normal. Now, the rat study suggested the memory could be boosted by that, so they tried it. Well, these people showed signs of physical improvement, decreased levels of insulin, fewer signs of inflammation. And when they gave them tests on memory, there was a big boost, and it kind of surprised everybody. And the effects of caloric restriction, of course, are difficult, and they are severe. I don't know. My advice about dieting has always been eat what you want, because if you don't like your food, you're not going to do it. And yet, you got to eat what you want. And it seems to me so much easier to just reduce that. You know, instead of three pieces of pizza, so it's two. It's not going to kill you. Instead of these diet books, it gets you eating cardboard, you know, and that's supposed to be happy. And anyway, after 3 months, no difference in memory scores in the first two groups, but the people in the third group performed better. All right, let's see. There's another version of the story, and let's see. Nothing more specific there. All right, let's talk to Jim. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell.
Yes, how are you?
You were talking earlier about allowing a dog to lick your face, and my college professor, biology professor, told us that if you allow the dog to lick your face, you can get corkscrew worms that can bore their way into your brain. I was just wondering if there's any truth to that, or was he making it up?
No, he wasn't making it up. I did not mean to imply from that article, which may have been a little confusing, because it did suggest that if you just touch your pet and then prepare food or touch your face, you are as likely to pick up the dog's germs as are people who sleep with their pet and routinely let that pet lick their face, and they only looked at E. coli. Let's talk about it. There is particularly a parasite, which may be what you're referring to, called Toxocara. If, and here's the most frightening study of Toxocara, if you live in a house or an apartment, and in that backyard, once upon a time, not you, maybe not even the previous tenant or owner, if once upon a time there was a dog that lived in that house, that backyard is capable, via the cysts of this worm in the dirt, to transmit that worm to your children. Your kids go, I don't mean to make you any more paranoid than we already are, but your kids go out to play in the backyard, they play in the dirt, they touch their faces, they can get that worm, and that worm can be treacherous. It can cause severe brain infections. Fortunately, it's not too common because of the modern state of veterinary care. So my advice, when you have a pet, if you are going to take on the responsibility of a pet, remember, that pet will need medical care, i.e. veterinarian care. And it is critically important. So it is routine in this country, when you take your little puppy to the vet, they, quote, deworm them. You stay on top of your pet's health. And that's one way to prevent this. And in terms of licking your face, well, I've loved dogs when I've had them. I've got a couple of cats now, and they just have this penchant. They sleep with us and to lick our faces in the middle of the night. I don't let them lick my face because I've watched what else they lick. Dogs, the same deal. So it is not a pleasant thing for me to sit and watch a dog lick where the sun don't shine and then turn around and want to lick your face. That's common sense to me. So it's okay to love your pet. But if you want to be, I would not blame anybody from restricting pets from doing that. And the point of that article was not to automatically let your pet lick your face. So Toxicara, worth thinking about. Okay, let's talk to Susan. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi, ma'am.
I have a question. You were talking about vitamins earlier and how there's, like, no real benefit to them. So I have a daughter who doesn't eat well. She's 4. And she just doesn't eat well. So I give her just a daily vitamin. Is there a difference in doing that? I mean, is there any benefit at all in giving her a vitamin?
Because I would guess there. Yeah. Well, depending on what she eats. When you say she's not eating well, I need to raise a whole bunch of questions, and we won't get to the answers here. Most important is calorically. Is your daughter, when she goes to the pediatrician, gaining weight and height that's appropriate for her age? Do you know?
Yes.
She is. Okay. So she's eating calorically okay. She's getting enough food to keep her body growing. And I would say only because adults do the same thing. They go, I don't eat well, so I'll take vitamins. That's a recipe for disaster. You got to figure out why the adult is not eating well. Vitamins contain 7 or 8 things among the hundreds and hundreds of nutrients that your body needs that will be found in food, and you'd be surprised how little it takes. It doesn't take a lot of fresh vegetables or fruit to give a child everything they need. And if your child is not eating, quote, well, and I would advise any parent that is faced with this, because kids can be terribly stubborn, to make the effort. Get out the yellow pages, find a registered dietitian in your area to go over it with you. Your pediatrician won't do this. And find out indeed if your child is getting the recommended daily allowance of the things that she needs. Vitamins will not give it to you. There haven't been very careful double-blind studies done on children. They definitely do not help and can harm adults. Vitamins can. Now, we all know that from the big studies. So I'd also remind you of something that's been found, that a kid at the end of the day, they seem to regulate their caloric intake very well. In other words, a child that gets up has breakfast and then just shoves the lunch right off the table onto the floor and doesn't eat it, will make up for it at dinner. And at the end of the day, when you add up their daily calories, it is remarkable how consistent children are between one day to the next. So one day, no breakfast, better at lunch, horrible at dinner. The next day, good breakfast, good lunch, no dinner. Next day, lousy at both, and dinner they make up for. So examine what it is your child is not eating, talk, get some help, and then see what you can do to adjust it. You can offer, there's no food in the world, I'll bet you I couldn't get your kid to eat if you gave me 2 weeks with your child. Because it's how you introduce it, how you disguise it. It's what you're eating. Kids want to mimic us. I see parents, I'm not accusing you of this, Susan, of course, but parents sit down with a Big Mac and want the kid to eat broccoli. So there are many, many, many mistakes, and there are many tricks to get your children to eat a varied diet. And once again, we have to know exactly what is your kid eating before we can make careful decisions. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients, even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-610-6930. That's 1-800-610-6930. 1-800-610-6930.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Sue in Texas. How you doing, Sue?
Good evening. I'm age 65, and I have a very thin, small structure, and my doctor has me on Fosamax Plus D, a treatment for osteoporosis, and I'm just concerned about the side effects of a lot of the osteoporosis medicines, and I just would like your opinion of Fosamax D. I don't like to take medicines, so when I read these side effects, I just kind of cringe, thinking,
yeah,
you know, when you take that, that's going to cause something else.
Yeah, well, it's scary when you read the list of side effects, and we always encourage people to do it, but what you don't see sometimes in the patient package insert, and you can find online, are the percentages. Every drug out there that is available by prescription, the list of side effects will say occurs in 1 to 2% of people, 3 to 5% of people. Sometimes extraordinary things like 15, 20% of people, those are usually more benign side effects, like you feel tired or this or that. You'll find most side effects are fairly rare. A drug would not be on the market if the side effects outweigh the benefits. And nevertheless, your question is a huge one, Sue. I will answer it in a couple of ways. One, don't ever let your, what's the word? It's not a bias, but your feelings, your emotional reaction to pharmaceutical drugs stop you from taking a drug that could save your life. I have seen people die because they have this attitude. I've had friends die because, I'm afraid of taking the drug, and they die. So we got to be intelligent about it, because the point you raise is an interesting one. Osteoporosis doesn't kill you, usually. Osteoporosis is not cancer. And not implied at all cancer kills either, by the way. I need to be careful with that. And I think we have made it into a horrible disease. Yes, if you are an elderly woman and you break your hip, you're going to the hospital and having an operation. And there can be side effects from that. But osteoporosis itself has never killed anybody. There are many ways of going about it. You're a thin-framed Caucasian woman, and that is the most important risk factor for osteoporosis. Women who weigh more don't get it as much because their body weight stimulates the bone to hold them up. Astronauts in space, they get osteoporosis. There's no body weight. There's no gravity in space. There are ethnic differences. Women of color, less likely to get osteoporosis than blue-eyed Caucasian thin women. So, bottom line here is, how thin are your bones? What do you do? What can you do about it? You're thinner, you're lighter, you don't need thicker bones. You can exercise, increase your bones thickness. There are dietary things you want to make sure of, you know, to get your calcium in, your phosphorus and your protein, and keep your protein low and blah, blah, blah. So I don't think every woman with osteoporosis needs to be on drugs. Some do. Side effects? Well, the scary one, you know, is his jaw necrosis, which only happens when if a dentist, you know, pulls a tooth out, there's a small percentage of women on it where the jaw, you know, doesn't heal and they can get this, accelerated breakdown of the jawbone. It is not common, but it does happen. So once again, throwing back into your lap the incredibly difficult conundrum that each human has to resolve is weighing the benefits versus the risks. No absolutes, no black and whites, no drugs that are all good or all bad. Okay? Let's talk to Bill. How you doing, Bill?
Dr. Adele?
Yeah.
Question, I'm 72 years old. One of the problems I have is keratoconus with a severe stigmatism.
Sure.
In 1972 and 73, I had cornea transplants in both my eyes. As now I'm getting to the point where I can't get good vision with glasses again, and I've seen two doctors in the San Jose area about the LASIK. One said that he could do it, and the other said he couldn't do it. And when the doctor said he couldn't do it, I've received kind of like a form letter about corneal collagen cross-linking with Rogaflavin treatment, and he's supposed to be only one of those few in California that does this. And I was just wondering if you know something about it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never heard of Rogaflavin. I've heard of riboflavin. Riboflavin is vitamin B2, and I'm always wary. If it sounds so simple, then why is only one doctor in the largest state in the United States of America doing it? So I feel skeptical. I also am not exactly sure what's going on with your corneas. In other words, are they bulging? Are they scarring? Are they, you know, blah, blah, blah? And it sounds if one doctor is considering LASIK, then it's just simply, you know, the kind of an error that just needs a reshaping of the cornea or with glasses. So I'm afraid I can't help you, but I like the idea you're getting different opinions. And I would ask the doctors who are telling you what they can and cannot do for your problem, about this other Rogaflavin or riboflavin thing. Just because I don't know about it doesn't mean it isn't real. But there's so many potential things you could have wrong with your corneas that we could spend all day. All right. So find out exactly what the diagnosis is of your current corneas and we can discuss it further. All right. I'll be right back. 1-800-548-8255. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. Stay tuned.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full-time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no-obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct! Netflix! Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now, the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Hey.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-900-5724. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-900-5724. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Pat. How can I help you, Pat?
Dane, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
When we were little, our dogs used to, you know, accidentally or whatever on purpose, but we didn't know it would lick our sore sometimes when we had a wound and it would heal. So I'm wondering, is there any healing properties in dog saliva?
Yeah, well, there may be healing properties. I mean, dogs, for instance, will heal their own wounds. That's why if they get a wound in the back of their neck, it often gets infected because they can't lick it. There's a debridement. Debridement means in medicine that it kind of licks away all the dead debris and allows it to heal. And in terms of infections that we were talking about, those infections don't enter the body in wounds. So I would not advise having a dog lick your wounds, cause you never know. But the general cleansing that saliva and a lick can bring, may be okay. All right. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, we haven't got a lot of time, but let's try it.
Yeah, Dean, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes on Sunday, but a story they did touched on something that you've talked about many times, and that is the health benefits of a calorie-restricted diet. Mm-hmm. And my question is, can the benefits of exercise be outweighed by the fact that you are taking in more calories? And can a skinny couch potato, for instance, be healthier than a skinny marathon runner, since the marathon runner is going to be taking in a lot more calories?
Ed, that's a fabulous question, and I wish I knew the answer. I wish science knew the answer. Some of the problems are that people who are skinny often are that way because their genetics are a little bit different. Some people are skinny because they're like, you know, fidgeters. In general, the healthiest weight for a human being is about 10 pounds overweight in terms of looking at all the studies. And yes, marathon runners, there are negative effects of heavy exercise, and the fact is that they are processing more calories, and processing food does create, and you know, you've heard these, you know, the cliches about the free radicals, and your body has to work harder to do it and supply the energy. So I think it's a fabulous question, and I wish overall we knew the answer. And it's so confusing because there are so many factors that go into health. So I throw that question out there to people who, you know, may know more than I do. And I read this stuff all the time, and I don't think I would be qualified to give you a specific answer. And I'd like to see what 60 Minutes did. All right, that is the program. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us for the next one.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands.